Good morning, this is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Another great Red Sox win for you last night.
It was for all of us, for Red Sox Nation. And they head back to Boston Fenway Park. Game 6 will be on Wednesday night. And if they win it, they win the World Series. But again, we don't want to speak of that yet.
Oh, no, that would jinx it. You can't do that.
Well, legislation, Alan, is going to be introduced today by Patrick Leahy, a Democrat, of course, in Vermont, and Representative Sensenbrenner, a Republican of Wisconsin, to end America's collection of communications data. We call it spying. And, of course, the article that in the Times that Obama is weighing a ban on spying, along with the sidebar editorial from the Times this morning.
That's right. Most Americans don't really get it. These are allies, people like Angela Merkel and others. It doesn't make a lot of sense that we are spying on them. Now, you know, the rationale that we keep hearing whispers of is that everybody does it, but it doesn't seem right because most Americans don't think that they'd want their phone connected to some spy agency. So the way out of this, it seems to me, is that the president issues an order and he says, nothing doing, no more of this. Even so, it really does leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth because we don't understand why it's being done. And if there was a good reason, and if in a democratic society we were told that reason, that'd be one thing. But we're not, and all we see is that we're spying on our allies. Doesn't make a lot of sense to most of us.
Today marks the first year anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, Alan. Governor Cuomo was speaking to a group of first responders from around the state yesterday, and he said, I don't want to get into a discussion of global warming. What's the cause of the weather changes? I don't care what the causes are. The effect is inarguable.
Well, that's right. He's been pretty good, Cuomo, on this. I think that his idea that we're getting these superstorms with some regularity, and so he's right. I think if he's going to be the president of the United States, which I think he's probably got in the back of his mind, he knows he's got to speak on this. The global warming thing, of course, is one of those things that some people think it's a myth, but the fact of the matter is we are seeing some terrible things here. So I think most of us can agree with him that things are not right.
Finally, Alan, the New York State Board of Elections, in testimony to the Moreland Act Commission yesterday, pleaded poverty.
Well, there's disgraceful behavior going on in terms of overseeing elections in New York State. We have a board of elections. It's supposed to be bipartisan. It's supposed to be both Republicans and Democrats. But everybody knows that if you can't have fair elections, and if you don't have an overseeing branch which makes sure that they're fair, you've got a system which is anything but democratic. When the head of the electoral group comes along and says, we can't do our jobs because we don't have enough money, that's what my mom used to call accidentally on purpose. If you don't have enough money, there's a reason you don't have enough money, because they don't want you to do your job.